AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Thousands of county employees will be returning to work today in San Bernardino, California, 5 days after a county restaurant inspector and his wife opened fire on his co-workers, killing 14 and wounding 21. But those at the Environmental Health Services Division, where gunman Saeed Farouk and many of the victims work, will be off for at least one more week. President Obama addressed that violence and the overall threat of terrorism in a rare Oval Office speech last night, saying the killers had been radicalized.
They had stockpiled assault weapons, ammunition, and pipe bombs. So this was an act of terrorism designed to kill innocent people.
The president wants to make sure Americans know that the fight against terrorism is not a war against Islam.
ISIL does not speak for Islam. They are thugs and killers, part of a cult of death. And they account for a tiny fraction of a more than a billion Muslims around the world, including millions of patriotic Muslim Americans who reject their hateful ideology.
Obama offered no fresh military strategies and no timelines against terrorists, but said the U.S. would overcome the threat. Foreign policy analyst Clint Watt says the president's remarks were motivated by politics.
I think there's a lot of pressure with the elections right now. And he's taking a lot of heat for his strategy, which is actually working in containing ISIS in Syria and Iraq. But this is the natural manifestation of a terrorist group that's under pressure, is more and more terrorist attacks.
Police in London are stepping up patrols at transport hubs after a weekend stabbing at an underground station in which a man brandishing a knife reportedly said, "This is for Syria." Doctors say a recent MRI showing no cancer on Jimmy Carter's brain is very positive news, but will not end the former president's medical treatment. This is AP Radio News. The Grammy nominations will be announced in a few hours. Baby, now we got
bad blood. If Taylor Swift is not nominated for a Grammy, that would be an upset. The Weeknd is probably a shoo-in as well. So is Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. Everything else is an educated guess. Kendrick Lamar, Sam Hunt, and Ed Sheeran are considered good bets for nominations. With 83 categories and 3 to 6 nominees per category, many artists have a chance at getting nominated. One act who won't be nominated? Adele. Her 25 album came out after the deadline. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Making music in Paris Sunday, U2 and Bono.
Our prayer tonight is to be useful to you for the evening. And what an honor and a privilege it is to serve you this evening. We are your servants this evening.
U2 canceled a Paris concert last month. It was to be held just days after the terrorist shot and killed people at a theater holding a musical concert. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.